The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. So today we will continue to focus on the good news in God's ways of doing things. It is amazing, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We are not losing. God is leading us to a greater things, for greater revelation and supernatural manifestations. Yes, we are in the midst of a fight for our country, especially for its people, for the future of our children and children's children, and for the destiny of this country. These are exciting times because victory has already been handed to us. This is a year of victory and prosperity. Let us remember the nature and the ways of God. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. Always. And now, the Spirit of the Lord is moving and hovering, and he is raising the standard against the enemy. We can describe this season as a deluge, but you know what? Greater things and more greater things are ahead. Let us be patient, let us be prayerful, and don't forget to subscribe to SOGMI.org, and you can follow this radio broadcast. We are also on Spotify, we are on podcast. If you miss any of the broadcasts, you can go to SOGMI.org. And we also live stream our Sunday services, Sunday morning at 10:30 and evening at 7:30 and also Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can also find us on YouTube. And could you please subscribe and hit the like button if you can? And since the Spirit of the Lord is raising a standard against his enemy, next week we will continue or start teaching about spiritual warfare. How to engage in spiritual warfare and win. That's the most important one. Ed will be helping me in teaching on Sunday evening together with Joshua and others. Since the Lord made it clear to me that this year, 2021, is implementation. And also, he is reminding us that time is of the essence. It means to say, let us not waste any time because he is on the move. I have been guiding the younger generation and others in setting up and putting their vision in writing, in setting up businesses, finalizing them. And we have been meeting so that everybody can move forward on what God has for us for this decade. It is mind-boggling, and I know many of you are sensing it too. It is mind-boggling, sometimes intimidating, but this is God's idea. And as long as we listen and obey Him, we will be fine. It's going to be awesome. We just need to focus and work harder than before. And also, I wanted to remind you that it was Jesus who taught us or gave us the principles of wealth management, administration, as well as implementing the transfer of wealth and influence. So Freedom Fellowship Church is focused in training and implementing right now. In order for us to take over the news media, arts and entertainment, science and technology, and other sector in society, we have to have enough competent Christians who know the will of God and will impose and implement God's ways of doing things here on earth. That is why Jesus spent most of his time teaching about the kingdom of God. We may not be of this world, meaning to say we may live here on earth, but their kingdom, the world kingdom, that is not where we operate. We must operate in the kingdom of our God. Most, if not all Christians, are believing and waiting for the transfer of wealth to manifest in their lives. That is a God's promise. The wealth of the wicked is laid out for the just. But at the same time, we must learn to utilize, to manage, and apply God's ways of doing things on what we have right now. God gave us principles of the transfer of wealth. First gave us 9 and then it turned to 11 principles. One of these principles is improve the value of what you already have. You cannot own a company or manage or operate a business in which you know nothing about. If you don't have any experience or don't have competent people experience in marketing, in administration, you are not going anywhere. You and I have to be visionaries, and the only one who can take us there in short period of time is the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. But we must be willing to learn and to yield and obey to his leading. We have never been this way before. So we have to be careful, and just like when the Lord instructed me in 2003 to start and open up a prophetic school, I told God, I can prophesy, I can do that to your people, to nations. But one thing that I don't know is to teach prophecy. And I heard the Lord very clearly, very good, Christina. If you don't know, then you're going to obey me. You're going to listen to me. So that's exactly what happened. And even in the world's way, even the professionals now, accountants, lawyers, bankers, they have to continue to learn their trade. They attend continuing education. And in some trade, it is a requirement to attend those continuing education. With us too, we have to attend continuing education with the Holy Spirit by the Word of God to keep up with the challenges of our times, with the technologies. You must have training. In our case, training from the Holy Spirit or by an anointed, seasoned Christian leader. Some of us are waiting for the manifestations of God-ordained relationship, for example, and rightly so. Many, especially ladies, I saw them. No, I didn't have a list when I was single, okay? They had this list tucked in their Bible with scriptures and who their husband's going to be. Instead of doing that, why don't you ask the Holy Spirit to prepare you? So that when the time comes, when your marriage will come, you will be somebody else's dream come true instead of a nightmare. So that when your spouse looked at you and said, oh, wow, I can pinch myself. This is so good. Instead of a nightmare, okay? Be a blessing. Don't look up on somebody else to make you happy. I guarantee you. Keep Jesus happy. He'll make sure that you have everything that you need. Okay, I am now skinning you alive because we have to have a new wineskin and shed off the old. Invest everything in the kingdom of our God and God's ways of doing things. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you as well. See, he'll never forget you. He will always reward you and bless you exceedingly. Second, some are waiting for their mansions or houses or vehicles paid in full. And I just quoted you one of the principles of the transfer of wealth, increase the value of what you have. Clean your car, decorate your apartment, increase its value, even your house. Enjoy the process, because remember the principles of stewardship in Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to 12. If you're renting or if you're working for somebody, it says, if you cannot be trusted with someone else's property, who will give you a property of your own? This is in Luke chapter 16, verse 12. This principle is given by our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Whether you own your house, whether you're renting or living in somebody else's property, increase the value of that property. Take care of it. Keep it clean. Decorate. Plant some flowers, etc. There are a lot of things you can do. Enjoy the process. Once you start enjoying decorating and improving or increasing the value of someone else's property or the one now that you want to replace, your house, when you have your new house or your mansion, you will enjoy decorating it. And then you have seed on the ground. You follow this principle in Luke chapter 16, verse 12. And also, Luke chapter 16, verse 10, he who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. That will say a lot. So be faithful in what you have instead of dreaming away the grandest things. You must prove, not just to yourself, but to God, that you are faithful in little. In little house that you have, in a vehicle that you have, so that you can be entrusted with much. Number three, you must know how to handle finances as well as effectively managing people who are working for you. If you're planning on being your own boss, in which most of us, that is our calling. In the meantime, be a good and trustworthy employee. Stop complaining. Enjoy the process. Remember, when you applied and you signed that employment contract, you enter into a covenant with your employer. So stop complaining, okay? Instead, pray for the success of the company so that when you have your own company, somebody would want and pray for your success as well. And also, you're going to learn a lot from the company that you're working for right now, even things not to do. So when you have your own company, then improve those things. Don't apply those. Don't recycle them. And either way, you will learn a lot. But learn as much as you can so that you can be faithful and God can entrust you with much. Fourth, you cannot wish away or pray for the manifestation of the transfer plot and influence in your life. You have to act. Faith without works is dead, and faith worketh by love. And it is impossible to please God without faith. And you know Hebrews 11. If you don't, read it again. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It means to say you cannot see it yet, but through the eyes of faith. Number five, have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? Jesus' mind is always thinking to do the will of his Father. Our mindset is who we are in Christ Jesus and to become who the Lord Jesus called us to be. When David ran towards Goliath, what was in David's mind? What was his mindset? How David saw himself? Did David saw himself a subject or a king? You know the answer to that. David knew that he was the anointed king to replace Saul. So his mindset is that of a king. Whatever your mindset is, it produces corresponding action. And David not only had the mindset of a king, he is quite aware of his covenant and the covenant of Israel with Father God. And Goliath is nothing except his humongous size, nothing else. So I submit to you in David's mind at that time, Goliath is just a subject, even though Goliath was not aware of it, and David is going to demonstrate to him who is the king and who is the subject. So when you say the battle is just like David and Goliath, you are intimidated by your enemies. David was not intimidated. Use the David and Goliath in a wrong mindset. David had a track record with God, and he knew it. After he was anointed by Samuel, the Lord was with David from then on. So he spent a lot of time with God, and God showing him and teaching him. You read the book of Psalm, David was in awe. How wonderful your creations, O God. So now, let's go back to year 2021. With what is happening, all the chaos all around us, instead of talking negative or judging those wicked companies, don't forget that the Spirit of the Lord has already raised the standard against our enemies. Instead, let us train ourselves. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us to a place where we've never been, to ways that we've never knew, and focus on what you and I have to do. God is not going to drive away these media moguls, these big tech companies, until the body of Christ is mature, until we are greater in number and we are stronger. There has to be a great number of matured men and women, young and old, who will apply God's ways of doing things, who will never compromise. Those people who are ready to rule and reign with Christ here on earth. You know why? If all these big companies will fall and close down, what a big disruption and chaos. There will be a vacuum. And if the body of Christ cannot fill that vacuum, greater chaos, serious things will continue to manifest. See, my dear brothers and sisters, God is thinking about the entire nation, the American people as a whole, not just your feelings. We must take our post, and when we are equipped, let us equip others, especially the younger generations, in doing God's ways. Join me in this endeavor. It is actually exciting. You know, several years ago, I'm done crying and getting frustrated in prophesying, praying, training some Christians who, the first sign of challenge or trouble, they buckle up. Or the first manifestations of blessings, they walk away from things of God. And they took all the glory away from our Lord Jesus Christ, and they tried to own it. They are frustrated. And when they fail, they blame God, or they blame God's messenger. Remember, God is planning and promised and covenanted with us that we will be blessed to be a blessing like Father Abraham. And especially it is kind of hard sometimes and painful when you're prophetic like me. You train and you instruct people, hey, do this, and you have to keep on doing the follow-ups, and they only obeyed what they want to obey, and then they get hurt. I don't rejoice in those, because God is grieved too. And what will happen when you do that, when many Christians do that? Delays, chaos, pain, turmoil, and failure, fear, depression. So now I came to the point of my ministry or my walk with God, I'm talking about personally, that I really don't care about numbers of people. All I want and what I'm focusing on is to work with people that God sends, and they knew that they were sent by God and are willing to submit and who are willing to yield, not to take the glory from God and to finance the gospel. And with a heart to disciple others in God's ways. If you notice, or if you have noticed yet, I seldom invite you to join us, to be a member of Freedom Fellowship Church. Because you know why? I look at you as matured Christian, or matured Christian to be, stronger than ever. I want you to hear from God yourself, or I want you to have such a desire and a hunger to know more about God. See, several years ago, I asked God if it's okay to really stop, to really end my ministry. And he asked me, I still need you here, Christina. Teach my people how to love me back. Now, that is just so heartbreaking for me, on how God is so desperate for him to be loved. And that is my job until I graduate. That is my job here on earth, to please God and to lead others to have that close relationship with him, to be yielded to him and to trust him. So far, there is a small group with Freedom Fellowship Church that are now busy implementing what they're getting from the Lord. They believe, and they continue to believe God for the impossible. And we are in the process of developing movie scripts or screenplay, games, opening up new business concepts here and abroad. I will take them as far as they would let me, and as far as they continue to obey and apply the principles of the kingdom, as long as they put Jesus first. And I remind them almost every day that our ultimate teacher is the Holy Spirit. So I have to teach everybody how to hear the voice of God. And I'm going to touch it again. And I'm going to live stream it so that you can join in. So this group are not focused in watching the bad news networks out there. They are not focused in spreading bad news to others. They're not focused in spreading anger and frustrations, nor fear. They focus on who God is and how wonderfully faithful he is. And with that, I can work tirelessly on these faithful ones, those who will take the kingdom of God by force. This is how we can change the culture here in America and the rest of the world, to teach, apply, and show them Christ's culture, God's ways of doing things. This is what the gospel is all about. It's about not just preaching and talking and quoting scriptures to Satan, but acting on it. It is important to follow and obey everything what the Lord is saying to the church right now. Okay? And let me end with this. I'm running out of time again. And I hope you're getting something from this. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 to 29. Okay? I'm going to read from NLT. To all who are victorious, this is a year of victory, right? To all who are victorious, who obey me to the very end, to them I will give authority over all the nations. They will rule the nations with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots. They will have the same authority I received from my Father, and I will also give them the morning star. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. This is what he is saying to us now. This is a year of victory. In order to be victorious, we must adhere to his principles, to Jesus' principles, to Jesus' culture, and to act on our faith, and to give him all the glory, all the honor, because he deserves everything. Amen? God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.